Just a quick word from our sponsor before we jump into today's episode. Optimizing your internal processes can often be a huge unlock for streamlining revenue and getting you and your team, if you have one, out of a manual process. If you're looking to reduce costs and headaches in one fell swoop, consider graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere, and you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything seems to be more expensive these days, so proven ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time, like NetSuite, are kind of a no-brainer. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/SPI. netsuite.com/SPI. Once again, netsuite.com/SPI. And now a quick word from our sponsor before we start the show. Ready to earn sustainable income while creating the work you're passionate about? Get started with Memberful. Whether you teach online courses, host a podcast, run a blog, or write a newsletter, Memberful has all the tools you need to unlock revenue and deeply connect with your audience through subscription membership. Their platform allows you to easily gate content, communicate with your audience, and tier membership access directly on your own website. Plus, with Memberful, there's no need to change your workflow. They work seamlessly and integrate with the tools you already use, including MailChimp, Discord, Zapier, ConvertKit, Google Analytics, and more. Utilize their powerful built-in features and dashboards and watch your business grow. The best part? Memberful gives you full control and ownership of your audience, your brand, and your business. Get started for free at memberful.com/SPI. One more time, that's memberful.com/SPI. This is the Smart Passive Income Podcast with Pat Flynn, session number 175.
Welcome to the Smart Passive Income Podcast, where it's all about working hard now so you can sit back and reap the benefits later. And now your host, he always uses Toad when playing Mario Kart, Pat Flynn.
Hey, and real quick, our sponsor today is Uplift Desk, creators of office furniture designed to help you work better and live healthier. If you haven't tried a sit/stand desk before, this offer from Uplift is the perfect opportunity. Plus, you can support the show at the same time. Visit UpliftDesk.com/SPI for 5% off your order. A desk should fit the user, right? Which is exactly why Uplift Desk has a ton of customization options. They're stable, the materials are solid. I mean, just the choices of material alone are incredible, all the way from laminate to eco to bamboo and even solid wood. The option to stand while working is just healthier, better circulation, better movement, which helps to reduce all kinds of different health risks and repetitive strains. And over a million customers have chosen Uplift Desk for their innovative designs, direct to consumer pricing, same day shipping. They can even give you free accessories with every desk. Uplift is a great deal, and they're built to last and include an industry-leading 15-year warranty, free shipping, free return shipping if you need to do that as well. So go to UpliftDesk.com/SPI for 5% off your order. That's UpliftDesk.com/SPI to get 5% off your entire order. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another session of the Smart Passive Income Podcast. You're listening to session 175. And I'm really excited today because some of our favorite episodes, I mean, some of my favorite to conduct, and I know some of your favorite to listen to, are ones of people just like you. And this is somebody who is a listener of the SPI podcast, somebody who has read the blog for quite a while, who has taken his 8-year hobby blog, something he kind of did on the side, and turned it into a full-time 6-figure per month business. He is completely crushing it. And this is one of the most inspiring stories I've heard in quite a while. His name is Kirk Duplessis over at optionalpha.com, where he talks about his strategies for trading options. You know, this is like stock market stuff. And you might think of the stock market and any site that teaches people how to do this kind of stuff as sort of scammy or putting up a red flag. But I'll tell you, Kirk's done it the right way with transparency and honesty. And he's using a lot of great strategies to build his membership site. And it's just incredible. I'm not going to let you wait any longer. Let's just get right into the interview. This is Kirk from optionalpha.com. You'll love it. What's up, everybody? I'm so happy to welcome Kirk Duplessis to the Smart Passive Income Podcast. Kirk, thank you so much for coming on.
Pat, man, so good to be here. Thank you so much. It's an honor.
And I have to just, even before we get started, just wish you a happy birthday. I just found out that today, the day that this recording goes live, which is actually not today because we're pre-recording this. Anyway, that's kind of confusing. But anyway, today, the day this goes live, August 19th, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, thanks, man. 29, I feel like, well, I mean, it's, I feel like I'm 29 now because it's a couple weeks before that, but,
right?
But it feels good. Yeah.
So it's like we're doing some time travel here.
Super early happy birthday. I love it.
Which I'm always down for time travel, as most of you know. Anyway, Kirk Duplessis is somebody who I've known for quite a while. I got to know him first at one of our very first one-day business breakthrough events in San Diego. That's the event that Chris and I do every year in San Diego, and we have entrepreneurs come in. Kirk was one of them, and his story and his business kind of blew us away. And then he came back for more. You liked it. I guess you liked it enough that you came back for one of the follow-up events, and you blew us away again with how much your business has progressed since that first one to the second one, and also just some of the things you're doing in general to grow your business. So why don't we just introduce yourself to everybody and tell everybody kind of what it is that you do and then kind of how you got there.
Yeah. So my background is, I mean, I would say it's pretty average for like most people in finance that are getting out of school. I went to a top ranked business school, and coming out of school, I thought I wanted to do the typical investment banking route in Wall Street. So I ended up working in New York for a big investment bank doing mergers and acquisitions, and did a rotation on their trading desk, which is how I kind of got my start into my business. Mm-hmm. But then left there and, you know, still worked in finance, and I was in the mortgage industry for a little bit, and I was in the retail sector for a little bit, like publishing reports on what companies would do and how much money they would make and where their stock price might go. And so I finally kind of let all that stuff go and said, you know what? I love options trading, which is my business. I run a website called optionalpha.com. And I said, you know, I love options trading. I want to jump into this. And really, I've had the business for about 8 years now, or the website for about 8 years now. But I kind of took it as a hobby at first. And then only basically last year did I really start taking it, you know, seriously and said, you know, this thing could really be an income producing, you know, long-term project for me. So that's really where I got my start, is just starting to put content out there and start doing blog posts and video tutorials. And it's just grown from there.
So 8 years, that's quite a long time. But you started off, like you said, as a hobby. What made it click for you in terms of turning it into a real business? What you had said, you figured that you could do this full time and turn it into the thing. What made you feel that way?
Yeah, so I was, you know, I've had it for 8 years. I was doing it like most people were, where they were, you know, in the beginning days of blogging, where you're just kind of posting your ideas and thoughts and comments out there. And people would write back and say, hey, you know, maybe I can follow your trades, or I can follow what you do. And so I've always made money off of the website, but it was, you know, $10,000, $20,000 a year, which, I mean, it's not, you know, a lot, but it's not a little either. I mean, you're still making money off of it. But I think last year really clicked for me when I started seeing guys like you and Dumas and all these other guys that are out there that are just, you know, doing really well. And they're really seriously taking their website treating it as a business. And so I stepped back and I said, you know, how do I want to treat my website? Like, what are the people that I want to mold my website around? And I basically went through with my wife, who's basically my, you know, biggest mentor and fan and everything.
That's awesome.
She said, you know, why don't you make a list of the people that you want to emulate? Like, who are the people that you want to be like? And I wrote down a list of people and I said, you know, I want to be like Pat Flynn in the way he cares for his audience. I want to be like Chris Ducker in how I outsource and process my business. I want to be like Ramit Sethi in the fact that like all of my free stuff is 100% better than anybody else's paid stuff.
Love it.
I want to be like Michael Hyde in how I lead my community. Like all of these people I wrote down, and I finally just honestly took myself, you know, a lot more serious with my online business, started investing in myself, started going through coaching, the one day BBs, going to FinCon soon, doing that, you know, the podcast movement. I mean, I'm trying to do everything I can to invest in myself and my business at the same time.
I love that. It really does take sort of a mental shift to go from just all on the side hobby blog to true business owner, almost CEO. And that's kind of even right now, I'm still going through that big transition. I feel very much like the beginnings of Smart Passive Income was sort of a scrappy and just kind of this kid kind of who put everything together, you know, and now I'm starting to get really serious about it. And I love how you called out certain people and what you liked about them. I think that's a great exercise that we could all do, because that embodies who you are and what business you're going to create and what that business is like. Before you made that switch, though, you said you were making about 10 to 20 grand a year. How are you generating an income before this mind shift?
So it was still the same way. So I was still doing monthly paid memberships.
Okay.
So in my business, we run both a educational portion where we do free training and free courses on teaching people how to trade options. So you can trade stocks, but there's another dimension where you can trade options, which I argue is often safer and more lucrative, more profitable to do that. So I teach people how to do that. And the way I was generating, you know, income before is through like a low price monthly membership that would get them basically access to everything. So it was one price and you were either in or you were out. And so that's how I was doing it before. And obviously, you know, started to make a shift after One Day BB.
What was the price point back then?
So the price point back then, which is kind of like, I hope not a lot of members are listening to this now because they're going to be like, Kirk, I want to get that price. But it was actually like, I think I actually started like $9 a month. And then it went up to, I think, $14 a month. And right now, our lowest price point is $100 a month. Our highest price point is $299 a month.
Wow. And, you know, one of the themes that always comes out of these one-day business breakthrough events that Chris and I do is that people always underpay themselves. They don't take enough, you know, they don't believe that they're worth a certain amount. And one of the kind of phrases that came out of at least one of our business breakthroughs was double it. You know, always keep doubling it. And, you know, people doubled how much they were charging for consulting and they got more gigs and were making more money and had better clients. And same thing for you too. So $100 minimum now. And, you know, I feel like people who are in there now would understand kind of this progression. So, you know, you don't have to worry about that. And I'm sure the content is valuable and, you know, they're making money off of what they learn from there, which is awesome. It's interesting as well, because, you know, you had mentioned Ramit Sethi earlier. He kind of went through the same progression where when he started monetizing his blog, and I followed him ever since I started following blogs in general in 2006, his first product was an ebook for $4.95. Do you remember that?
Right.
And now he's charging up to five figures for different kinds of things that he does. But it is so amazing. And yes, he does put the best stuff out there as well. And I love that you're emulating that too. So where is the growth coming from? You know, you said you're pretty much doing the same model. What has really been the kicker for you in terms of the explosive growth that has happened? Yes, it's happened in your mind, but you also have to put things into action. What were those things that you put into action to grow?
Yeah. So I think the biggest thing that really came out of, and it did like kind of come out like almost right before One Day BB. And then I remember actually kind of sitting down with you and Chris at dinner that night saying, hey, you know, here's the change that I'm thinking about going through. And the change went from putting all of my content behind this protected paywall. Like you can only access it if you pay me, right? Like I'm some high and mighty person who, you know, like will only give you the keys to the kingdom if you pay me $10. And I said, you know what? Forget that. Like I want to, and again, I wanted to care for my audience like you do, like Pat does, right? So I said, you know what? I'm going to give everything away for free. All of the training, all the video tutorials, downloads, PDFs, everything that I could possibly give away for free. I'm going to give it all away for free. And not only did I just open up the gates and said, look, you can come in and take as much as you want, as much time as you want. You can watch as many videos as you want. But I redid almost everything. I said, I want it to be better than anybody else's paid stuff. So it wasn't these cheesy, you know, video tutorials with slides. Like I put a lot of effort and time into making everything really, really good stuff. Great content, lots of examples, case studies, research. I mean, you name it, I put it out there. And so I opened it up and I said, look, you can sign up for a free membership and you get everything. And my goal in doing that was saying, look, if you watch every single one of my videos, and I think now we have 880 different like videos and case studies and all, like it's so much content on there. But if you watch every single one of my videos, at some point, you're going to believe in my system enough to upgrade to that extra 10%, which is following my daily trades, watching my portfolio, and jumping on weekly strategy calls. So that was really the mindset shift and how I changed it on the website as well. As I said, I'm going to open it up for free, give you everything you want. And then if you want to go to that next level, you can, and I'm going to give you a path to get there.
Okay, so the big difference I'm feeling here is that, yes, you gave everything away for free and people were getting what was already available. But if they wanted those things that as they were coming out, then they would have to pay that a little bit extra. And those things were so good that people couldn't help but do that, or at least the members who are there now. And the interesting thing is, what it is you're giving away all that information for free, but what it is you're charging for is two things. Access to you. You know, they get to the peek inside your portfolio and see how you do and whatever it is that you do. And then also they get it now. And those two things, access and now, are things that you could charge a lot for and you should be charging a lot for. And so it's really cool to see you going down that path. Were there any fears though, when you were kind of making that change, or did you know it was going to work? I mean, I imagine a few people in the audience right now saying, well, wow, I could never just give everything away for free. What would you say to those people?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, in my case with like my business, like I kind of took the Andrew Warner approach for Mixergy, right? Like he used to do back in the early days, and he may still do this again, where all of his interviews that he publishes with people are live and available for free for a certain period of time, right? And then if you want to see that interview later, then you got to pay for it. So I kind of took that same approach in the sense that I made all of my trades that I would do online, I made those available, but only after 20 days. So I kind of took that idea and flipped it around and said, look, you can see all of my trades that I've done. Eventually, you can see them after 20 days. But if you want to see them right now, which in the stock market, obviously, if you're doing trades, you kind of want live information and real-time information, right? So I knew that for me, that was kind of the linchpin to say, you know, this is what people want and they want access to it now. So that's how I knew, you know, kind of what areas to quarantine off. So if people are out there and they're thinking, you know, I can never do that, I think there's always something in your business that people want right now or access to you right now. And if you maybe section that part, that portion off as some sort of paid product or paid access or membership, I think that's really where you really get a lot of the value.
Love that. I love that. Now, we're going to get into some of the marketing you're doing, how you're growing, how you're keeping people on as well. Of course, one of the big things with having a membership where people are paying every month is to keep people in there. And we'll talk about those strategies as well. First of all, can you give us an idea of how well the business is doing now? You had mentioned beforehand, before this sort of mindset shift to CEO and business owner and getting professional with it, you were making about 10 to 20 grand a year. Can you give us any insight? You don't have to give specific numbers if you're not comfortable, but how is it doing now?
Yeah, so I mean, it's honestly crazy. And we were talking about this offline, but I totaled everything up. June of last year, kind of right before we went to One Day BB, I did a little over $7,000. So it was kind of on the upswing for just June, right? Like that was 1 month and it was an amazing month. Like I never imagined doing more than that. Last month, we did $175,000. And the last 12 months right now, we've done a little over $500,000. So it's been ridiculous.
Well, 170K in June.
Yes. Yeah, so we did 175,000 in June. And in the last 12 months, we've done 504,000.
And those are all from memberships?
All from membership sales.
Oh, man.
Monthly recurring membership. It's kind of crazy. Like, I can't even believe it right now, like, even saying it. Like, I've never, honestly, like, only my wife knows this. So when everybody hears this, they're going to be like, what? Are you kidding me? Like,
I mean, this is the holy grail, right? Where people are paying month after month. And, you know, you kind of have, you can stop or take a break and those things will still be there.
At
some point, obviously you had said that you got to keep up with the audience as well. And that's one of the big challenges that I know a lot of people have with membership sites is keeping that content going. You know, I had a membership site, Breakthrough Blogging, and, you know, I don't want to say it failed, but it was very difficult for me to keep up with it. And it just didn't resonate with me in terms of the way that I wanted to present solutions to my audience. So I decommissioned it, unfortunately. But I know since doing that it can be very difficult to just stay consistent with delivering that content to keep people in there. How are you able to do that?
So yeah, this is actually one of the themes that I'm still working on. So like, I'm not totally, you know, I'm not satisfied in where I'm at right now with, you know, keeping people on. I think you can always increase the retention, but one of the things I found to be really successful in keeping people is that they have to take, you know, a couple different actions. And I think I may have even heard it from somebody on your podcast or maybe even on Chris's podcast, but you got to get people to take action in the first couple of days. So one of the things that I do, which is really different than anybody else out there, and again, this gets back to that whole like caring about my audience, trying to lead them in the right direction, is that as soon as somebody signs up for a membership, I give them a call 7 days into their membership. And for me, 7 days has been just kind of the area that I found is like they might use the membership a little bit or they might not. Mm-hmm. And I can track that and see that. So I give them a call 7 days in. It's totally unexpected. They have no idea I'm doing it. And nobody knows, you know, that I do this, you know, usually. So they get this unexpected call, which is great. And that kind of adds value. They want to stay around. Now it's personal with me. And I also help them through it. I can say like, hey, look, you know, Pat, I see that you really have only watched, you know, a couple of video tutorials. You've only gone through one course. You know, what's the, you know, what's keeping you back from continuing forward? You know, have you made any trades? Are you following it? And ever since I started doing that a couple of months ago, I've seen my retention go from a couple months to now is almost 8 and 9 months.
Wow, that's huge.
Right, exactly.
So just a little bit of time up front adds up to a lot.
It's like a Yeah, and it's like a 15-minute call. The whole process is automated. It's just an automated email that goes out on their seventh day of being a member. They get a link to a online calendar scheduling, you know, service, and they put in their info. They schedule it when it's appropriate for them and me, and we just make the call and we jump on and we talk for a little bit. And you know, that's gone just a ton, you know, or gives them a ton of value. And just they know now that somebody's there that cares for them and wants them to succeed, and they end up staying much longer.
That's super sweet. I'm curious to know what my experience would have been like if, for example, I'm a part of a membership site, actually many membership sites, and I'm curious to know what it would have been like to get a call within that first week. It must be a really cool feeling for them to hear that, and it's no wonder why they stay on. And plus, they get more trust with you. Oh, this guy's for real, and this guy's going to help me out. They probably get motivated to go into the content, and they see the content and get excited about that as well. What tools are you using to kind of make all this happen?
Yeah, so my favorite tool in the entire world has to be Zapier. So I love Zapier because I'm still doing this as, like I say, like a 1.5-man show. Like it's myself, and then I do have a full-time assistant that, you know, after One Day BB hired her, right? And it's been great, mm-hmm. you know, having her on board. But she does a lot of the admin stuff, back-end stuff, posting blog stuff. So it's really me doing customer service and running the website. So for me, Zapier, that just like integrates all these different services that are out there, from, you know, my Google Calendar to email to, you know, transferring people from, you know, different lists in MailChimp, and Stripe payments and everything. I think Zapier has been an amazing tool, and it's kind of like my third employee.
That's cool. I actually use Zapier for Smart Podcast Player and a few other things as well. It's a great tool. I highly recommend you guys check it out. It could be, you know, that thing that saves 15 minutes for one task that you do over and over again, over and over again. But obviously those minutes add up. And so it's really cool to hear you mention that.
Right.
Here's a very honest question, not to say that the other ones were not honest, but I don't know why I said that. So options trading, this is like stock market stuff, teaching people how to invest money. You know, generally speaking, this industry is a little bit, I don't know, I'm feeling a little, you know, like people have to be very cautious about who they work with, or, you know, there's a lot of sites that could potentially scam people. How do you stop people from thinking that way about your site, or how do you differentiate yourself from all the other sites that are talking about these kinds of things?
Yeah. So, well, I think it's two things. One, it's transparency. So one of the things that I do, again, when I started this, you know, kind of taking myself serious with this business, I said, you know, what's missing out there, right? When I started looking at this, you know, environment of people doing this, what's missing? And it was transparency. So nobody, you know, shows you every single trade that they do, and they don't review it, and they don't show you their entire portfolio on good days and bad days. Mm-hmm. So one thing that I do, which is a lot of time, but again, it adds a lot of value, is that every single day after the market closes, and I'll be doing this after our call right now, but every single day after the market closes, I do a video tutorial for my members. I upload it into the membership area, and it goes over every trade that we made that day. So if we made an opening trade or a closing trade, if we, you know, made $2,000 or lost $2,000, I show them everything. And it's all categorized, and there's archives, and everybody can go back through them as much as you want and see it. So that to me is a huge thing, that everyone can see that and they have full transparency. I'm not trying to tell you I'm doing something and not actually doing it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, do what I say, not what I do. And then the other thing that I think is, you know, really different in how we do things is that it's all statistical based. So when I learned how to trade in New York, I didn't learn based on some, you know, like hunches, like, oh, I think, you know, Apple's a good company, so I'm going to buy Apple stock. With options, it's very numbers driven. And I think the hardest part for people to understand is that you have to get over the hurdle of changing your mindset from a, you know, feeling or emotion or investing in a company to just trading based on probabilities and numbers. And so that's part of the reason why I think opening up my training platform and giving everybody as much content and training as possible gets people over that hurdle, because they can start learning and, you know, learning how to trade, learning what probability trading are, you know, is. Once they get over that hurdle, then they're more comfortable to say, okay, I understand the concept, I understand the system, now I want to put it in action, let me upgrade, let me follow Kirk's trades, you know, start making some trades of my own. So having that kind of numbers background and the transparency, I think, are the two biggest things that really differentiate us.
That's awesome. I'm here on your homepage right now, optionalpha.com, for all of you who are listening. And I'm scrolling down, and you're even showing some of the discussions that are going on within your community, in your membership site. Even before people are there, that you can click join for free here. And it's cool, because one of the top comments I saw was, really enjoy this video. Watching you on screen, watching your examples on screen is very helpful. And a few other examples of comments that are very similar. I think this is a really, really good page. And first of all, just congratulations on the business and the success and you know, being able to stand out and be honest and transparent in a industry. You know, it sounds very similar to my story, how when I came into the internet marketing online business entrepreneurship space, I saw what was out there and what was missing. And I said, hey, nobody's actually sharing, you know, how much they're making. How am I to believe this person or not unless they show everything? And nobody was doing that. So that's where those income reports came from back in October of 2008. And I've been doing them ever since. And here you are kind of doing that, but almost daily, it seems, which is incredible.
Well, yeah, and the crazy thing is, like, I get so many comments from our members where, like, if we lose money on a trade and I walk through the process of, like, okay, here's why we lost money on it. You know, did we do something bad? Did we do something different or out of character? You know, most people learn much more from the things that honestly, like, I have bad trades because that's just how it works. You have trades are going to go against you and trades are going to work. But people tell me all the time, like, Kirk, I learn more from your bad trades than I do from anything else.
That's awesome.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, let you lose. They're almost like, you know, I want you to have more bad trades so I can learn what not to do. And I'm like, well, listen, I don't hope that happens, but you know, I get your concept.
Yeah, that's sweet. Okay, so as we finish up and begin to close off here, I'd love to get into the marketing. So how are you promoting your course? How are you getting and driving more members into your site right now? What's working?
So, okay, so I think a couple things are working. So when we had talked earlier, you know, about my strategy with the videos and posting the videos, you know, 20 days later, my biggest traffic source right now is actually YouTube. So like I said, I do all of my videos and I'll do a video tutorial every single night, kind of recapping all the trades. It's available for members for the first 20 days, and then it goes public on YouTube after that. So I do get a lot of traffic from YouTube, and you know, within those videos, I'll have, you know, those call to action, you know, pop-ups to download free reports or check out our, you know, free sample trade or whatever the case is. So I do get a lot of traffic from YouTube right now. I honestly get a lot of traffic from all the blog posting that I've done. I've written almost 1,200 blog posts in the last year or the last 8 years that I've done this. But in the last 2 years, I have not done a single new blog post. So I've actually almost taken like the Derek Halpern approach to less content, but more promotion, you know, so I'll promote current content that I have that's really good. I'll keep promoting those, you know, those top videos and top podcasts and blog pages. So it's really coming from YouTube and then just Google traffic that I've had and kind of grown over the last 8 years.
Very cool. Thank you for sharing that. And then in terms of when people get the free membership, what is your... or actually your free members experience like? When do they get pinged to upgrade? How does that work? Do you ping them many times to go, or, you know, what is that process like?
Yeah. Okay. So this is something that I'm continuously tweaking, but I think right now I've got it in a pretty good area that I like. And so my whole idea is that I want people, when they sign up for a membership, to upgrade when they're ready. Right. And I always want to give them the option to upgrade, but I don't ever want to hard push them and hard sell them. So as soon as they log in, you know, they'll obviously get a welcome video, a getting started video, and they'll get right into courses. And we just have a very like subtle, you know, if you want more than this, you know, upgrade on the sidebar and it's just a button to our sales page. But through the course of their free membership, I'll be sending them the most popular content that we have, like the most views on tutorials, the most commented pages. And I keep just dripping out that content to them, just making sure that they stay engaged.
So it's right? done because via it's email?
So it'll all be via MailChimp and via email. So just keep dripping out that content to them to make sure that they stay engaged. Once they get to, I think it's 62 days in the membership, I send them a quick email that says, hey, you've been with us for about 2 months. You know, what's working, what isn't? Email me back, let me know, right? And that's that whole like care aspect. Like, I want to truly know. You've been 60 days, you either haven't upgraded or you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. I want to know what's working, what's not. And so I continuously do a combination of drip and a little bit of personal touch to figure out where they are and kind of get their pulse. But from there, it's really, you know, the fact that on every single page, you have the option to upgrade, but it's not, you know, kind of flashing in your face. I'm not, you know, screaming through a video tutorial like, you need to upgrade right now. Like, they can do it when they want. And most people seem to like that kind of, you know, they'll take their own path.
And it's always open, right? It doesn't like close and then reopens and then it closes again. And you do these big launches throughout the year.
Yeah. So one of the things that that I do that's really different is I really don't have like major sales. Like I had one sale before and it was just like a quick, like, you know, 30-day sale, but I don't have major sales that I'll go through, and people know that. So they know that at all times they can upgrade at whatever the price is, right? And they don't have to wait for a sale. It's not going to be some, you know, launch or pitch. It's always going to be there and it's always going to be the same price, you know, unless I increase it. But it's always going to be there. They can go in and do it whenever they want.
That's awesome. I love that. If you could go back into time and maybe change something or figure out something much sooner, you know, in your head, what would those things be?
See, I knew it. I was sitting here and I was thinking to my wife, I was like, you know, Pat's going to ask me these questions. There's got to be one question where I don't know, like I don't have like a written down answer. You know, honestly, I think the thing that I would go back and do over again, you know, I wrote 1,200 blog posts, which is great. I would have put more time into making the stuff, the content that I created earlier, much better. Mm. You know, I feel like now if I take an extra hour to, you know, really make sure that a podcast is ready to go or a video tutorial is ready to go, that stuff lasts forever. And right. I think people realize now, and people nowadays, they want great content. They want great training. They don't just want, you know, crappy, you know, pages and crappy videos. They want nice quality stuff. And so going back in time, I would have just made my stuff a lot nicer sooner than I did now.
That's a great answer. I feel like I could have done the same thing. And, you know, also going back to what you had mentioned earlier as well is, you know, taking a little bit more time. Actually, this is me speaking now in terms of what I would do. I would spend a little bit more time on promoting the things that I came out with as well. Right. You know, to get those things in front of as many eyeballs as possible after spending a little bit more time on them and making them better as well. So,
yeah. Well, and one other thing, maybe I just thought of it too, yeah. But like one other thing that I like obsess over now that I didn't before is the user experience. Like I literally obsess, and my wife will even tell you, like, you know, I'll look at a page 100 times and she'll be like, it's fine. I'm like, no, there's something missing in this page. It's not fine. There's something missing. Right. But I will obsess over their experience. You know, what's the first email that they get? What's the tone? What's the, you know, what do they want them to do? Is it clear? Like, am I misleading them in the first email? Is there too many things to do? You know, what does that first page look like? Mm-hmm. You know, is that, you know, I just obsess over that experience and that process that somebody goes through now. And I would have done that much sooner, you know, in my earlier days. I felt like in my earlier days, it was like, okay, I'm just going to send them an email and they'll magically get into the platform. They'll love it. They'll love it as much as I do. And they'll want to upgrade. Right. But they don't, mm-hmm, you know, you have mm-hmm. to take them down the path, you know, that you want them to go.
I love that. So what are the things that are hot right now in terms of the business and where you want it to go? Kind of like what's next? What are some things you're testing perhaps and trying to improve on the platform?
So one of the things I took out of the most recent One Day BB was having some sort of a community aspect to my membership. And as crazy as it sounds, we've got, you know, almost 9,700 and something, you know, total members, free and paid. So we've got a huge community, yeah. And I'm really not taking advantage of that right now. So one of the things that I'm starting to build out is a forum for my community. And I feel like there's so many great traders that I've met, but it's only been me to them. And I want them to start meeting each other through my platform and my portal. And I feel like that's going to add a whole nother dimension to what we might be doing. So that's one thing that I'm really focusing on is building out that community aspect to increase retention and also connect, you know, different people. I think a great model for that is like Bigger Pockets and Brandon and those guys over there. I mean, they have a huge community around real estate and it's all forum-based. People are connecting. It's a great model to kind of emulate. And then another thing that I would really like to do is a lot more research. So I've started doing a lot of research reports that we've been putting out, you know, kind of dispelling a lot of myths about investing and you know, what really works in the stock market and what really doesn't. And the more and more time that I, you know, can put into that research and the more money I can now fund that research, I think it's just going to be more valuable to my audience in the end, which is, you know, only going to make them come back to us again and again.
Man, Kirk, you totally delivered. I mean, this was a 30-minute episode and you've put a ton into it. And I feel like people are going to get a lot out of this, not just inspiration, but some specific things they can do to build their membership or something to look forward to and actually action to take to help increase the success they have in their business. So Kirk, any final words, where can people actually go? So you said optionalpha.com. Can they connect with you somewhere else?
Yeah. So still active on Twitter at optionalpha.com, Facebook at optionalpha. You just check us out on our website, optionalpha.com. That's where I'm there all the time. And shoot me an email anytime.
Dude, you're amazing. Great job. Thank you so much. And we'll talk soon, I'm sure.
Okay. Take care.
Thanks. All right. Thanks again for listening. That was Kirk Duplessis over at optionalpha.com. You can check him out there. He's got a lot of great stuff and just, wow, just a mind-blowing interview with some of the strategies he's using and a lot of the tactics he's put into place and has just learned over time in terms of what works for building his membership site, building traffic, getting exposure, increasing retention rate in his membership site, which I know a lot of people who are out there who have courses and membership sites where people pay a recurring fee, you know, they're having trouble keeping people in. And here he is actually giving all of his information away for free, but still able to do that. I hope a lot of you picked up on a lot of the strategies mentioned there. And of course, if you have to re-listen to this, you can totally do that. There's also the links and resources mentioned in this episode, which you can find at smartpassiveincome.com/session175. So you can check those out there. Thank you all so much. I appreciate it. I also want to thank today's sponsors. First of all, Sidekick. This is an amazing tool that I've been using every single day in my email. This is a tool created by the great people over at HubSpot. You can go to getsidekick.com/SPI to check this out. And what it is, it's a contact insight tool that goes right into your inbox. And they allow you to see the profiles of the people you are talking with and corresponding with in your inbox as well to see, you know, who they're at, what kind of person, previous correspondence, it shows their picture as well. You can see as well who opens and clicks your email. And this is one of the most powerful things because, you know, I send a lot of emails that I want to make sure get clicked and opened, especially to important people where I'm looking for a response right away. And this tool will help you do that. So go ahead and go to getsidekick.com/SPI and you can get this tool and try it out for free for a little bit. And it's going to be an amazing, amazing experience for you. Again, I've tried it out. I'm using it every single day, and I'm going to be a longtime user as well. There are over 200,000 people who are using this right now too. So again, that's getsidekick.com/SPI. Guys, I've really been enjoying this podcast, and I will continue to do it in the future for you. I know a lot of you have taken the information that I've shared here, the interviews that we've done with other experts and other people, and have actually taken action with it. And I just love you for that. I'm so thankful that I have an audience who is actually not just learning, but learning and putting things into place to make change in their lives and the lives of others too. I mean, we're all here to serve other people, I hope. But I know a lot of you also need a little bit more help. I've been getting messages left and right from people who've been asking for more and deeper information about certain things. So what I've done is that I've actually put together a number of courses, and there's more courses coming in the future, thanks to your recommendations. If you go to smartpassiveincome.com/courses, you'll see a list of the courses that are currently available there or that you can sign up for the waitlist for. Again, that's smartpassiveincome.com/courses. Check it out. Thank you all so much for listening. Again, this was episode 175, so you can get the resources at smartpassiveincome.com/session175. And I look forward to serving you in the next episode where we're going to be talking with Brian Dean. A lot of you have maybe heard this name before. He is a person who is an expert at backlinking, at getting exposure in Google. We're going to talk about what you can do to get more backlinks, better backlinks, more authoritative backlinks, and more exposure to your site as well. So I look forward to sharing that with you next week in episode 176. Thank you all for listening, and I appreciate you. And until next time, keep pushing it. Keep being smart. Cheers. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Smart Passive Income Podcast at www.smartpassiveincome.com.
Hey, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if you're looking for a new podcast to add to your rotation, I highly recommend Problem Solvers, hosted by Jason Pfeiffer, who's been on the show a few times, actually. As you probably heard in the credits, both our shows are on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. On Problem Solvers, Entrepreneur's editor-in-chief tells the stories of real founders that solved real problems in their businesses, helping listeners get through any obstacles in their own ventures. And each episode is really distinct and easy to follow, and they're bite-sized too, usually around 15 to 20 minutes. And Jason pulls each story out himself so you can avoid the same crippling problems. Matt and I were recently on the show in episode 302, and Jason recently hosted a great episode on whether anyone could be too quote-unquote curious for a traditional career. Listen to Problem Solvers right now on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, or Stitcher.